the Trinity Parkway is dead. The Dallas City Council pulled its support for a controversial toll road along the Trinity River, and it was a long road to get there. On a mild summer day 3 years ago, scores of toll road opponents carried an empty wooden casket through the Bishop Arts District. They had gathered for a symbolic funeral for the Trinity Parkway, but it was not a somber occasion. There were eulogies for the project, and people signed large sympathy cards. Angela Hunt was there. She's a former Dallas City Council member who for years opposed the Trinity Toll Road. In 2014, it was a little early for a funeral. The project wasn't dead, but Hunt said it needed to be.
This toll road is unnecessary. It's unnecessary for transportation needs. It's unnecessary to create the park. And I think it's really a time for us to move forward as a city and accept the fact that this is a bad project, bad use of taxpayer dollars, and we need to move on.
In 1998, Dallas voters approved funding for a road and a park along the Trinity. In 2007, voters approved a referendum on the project. While the Dallas City Council supported the Trinity Parkway, Hunt was in the minority. She thought it had grown too big. Through the years, Hunt continued her fight against the toll road. Others joined her, and the voices of the opposition grew louder. In 2015, Mayor Mike Rawlings commissioned a design team to reimagine the toll road as a smaller, meandering parkway. Supporters of the Trinity Parkway had long backed the road because it would relieve traffic congestion on nearby highways. Data released by the State Transportation Department showed otherwise. After years of support, council members gathered around the horseshoe at Dallas City Hall and killed the Trinity Parkway. It took just 30 minutes. Ricky Callahan was one of two council members who voted to keep the parkway alive.
For those that shifted their loyalty, then obviously I'm very dismayed and disillusioned and disappointed in the actions that you took because, again, how could so many former people be wrong?
Callahan represents Southeast Dallas and thinks the toll road would help his district. He wants his colleagues to find ways to help Southern Dallas. Councilmember Lee Kleinman promised to do so.
I pledge on the Mobility and Infrastructure Committee that we're going to figure out how to make sure that there are transportation options and mobility options for that part of Dallas. I think that's critical.
Councilmember Kevin Felder, who represents parts of South Dallas, pointed out a road alone isn't going to help residents who live south of Interstate 30.
We have a plethora of problems and issues that have been decades in the making in South Dallas in the southern sector. There's no silver bullet.
In the end, Felder and 12 of his council colleagues voted to pull support for the Trinity Parkway. After the vote, Councilmember Sandy Grayson pointed out Angela Hunt, who is at the meeting.
If this is anybody's day, it is Angela Hunt's day. Congratulations, Angela Hunt.
10 years after she launched a campaign to kill the Trinity Parkway, Angela Hunt was there to see the Dallas City Council hammer the final nail in the coffin. Christina Martinez, KERA News.